Well, good morning, everybody. This is Dawn with the Nash Chat, and I'm so excited to have my friend Casey Haggerty on the show today. Hi, Casey.
Hello. How are you, girl?
Good. So, you know, the crazy world of Instagram, we have felt like we've been friends for a really long time, but only recently met each other in real life.
That's right. You know, it's like, you know, all these people from Instagram, and it makes it even more fun when you meet them in person. It's like, I know you.
Yeah. And it kind of takes a lot of the, you know, small talk out of the conversation because you're like, oh, I already know, you know, you and your husband like to travel and you have a dog, and you kind of have a base as to, you know, what that person's all about.
Totally. Borderline creepy, but we love it.
A little stalkerish, but you know, it's just the world we're living in. Okay. So tell us a little bit about yourself and your family.
Yeah. So I'm a native Nashvillian. I feel like these days that's almost kind of rare. I think Project 615 has a t-shirt that says something about native Nashvillians are like unicorns. So
yes, I love Project 615. You should definitely get a unicorn shirt.
I think so. Yeah. So I'm 34 and I was born at Vanderbilt Hospital in Nashville. So it's been a long time. And, you know, I've seen a lot of changes in Nashville. My family's in Mount Juliet mostly. And my husband, if you guys might have just heard my dog barking in the background.
Hey, we're pet friendly around here. So it's all good.
Perfect. And my husband's family's in Hendersonville. So we're all just really local to the area. And we love Nashville. I went to Tennessee Tech my freshman year of college and then transferred to Lipscomb University in Nashville. And while I was there, I got an internship at Channel 4. So I worked at Channel 4, the NBC affiliate, for more than 10 years. And I loved it. I started in their news department, which was not really my favorite. But then they transitioned me into the lifestyle programming. So I worked on their entertainment and lifestyle shows for about 10 years. And I hosted shows like Better Nashville and More at Midday, all of their daytime type programs. And it was a dream job. It really was. I hosted cooking segments and lifestyle segments and lots of entertainment interviews with country music artists and other kind of celebrities. So it was a blast. And now I'm doing freelance work. So I work for Nashville Insider, which is a country music show. And I work for E! News a little bit and create content on a website called Wanna Do's that's all about everything you want to do in Nashville. So I'm loving life in Nashville.
You are staying busy and keeping us up to date with all things entertainment and lifestyle and what to do around town. So I definitely appreciate that.
Thanks. And I feel the same way about you. You have everyone up to date on all the mommy stuff happening around town.
Well, you know, these crazy kiddos, you got to get out and get out of the house sometime before they start climbing the walls. Doesn't that feel kind of surreal to say that you worked at the channel for 10 years? Like, did it just seem to fly by? So I feel like my life has flown by.
Yeah, I feel old. It makes me feel really old. I don't know where the time goes. I mean, I feel like I was there yesterday, and it is hard to believe I was there for 10 years. And, you know, thinking about this episode and just looking back about my career, it's crazy how much Nashville has changed in 10 years. And yeah, I feel blessed to have been able to cover it all and continue covering all the fun in Nashville.
Well, you know, what are some of the biggest changes that you've seen in Music City over the past, you know, several years?
It's hard to even kind of summarize that. There's just so many changes. I would say the biggest change would be all the little spots around Nashville. There's so many cool little spots, and there really weren't that many back then. Like areas like the Gulch and Germantown, 12 South, East Nashville, even all of those types of places were not even around. So when you thought of Nashville, you really just thought of downtown Nashville, like Broadway. So all that has changed, and those cool little areas, I think, have brought so much character to Nashville because they're all kind of like known for something different. They all have different vibes. So I would say that's the biggest difference. And a lot of new restaurants and shops, so much to do.
I know. It definitely keeps the both of us busy, I know for sure. And you're right, there are so many fun little areas of town. Like, I love going to East Nashville. It's one of my favorite spots. And each of those little sections just feel so authentic, and they have a different vibe and different feel to them, which I love exploring all of those.
I agree completely. Yeah.
So what are some of the, you know, since you and your family grew up in this area, what are some places that have been around for a long time that are still here and some of your favorites?
Ooh, that's the thing about Nashville. There's so much new coming in. It means a lot of the old places have left. But there still are some of those spots that have stuck around that have some longevity to them. My husband and I always joke, we've wanted to recreate our first date, which was to Bosco's in Hillsborough Village. And then we went to Pink Pottery and all fired up. But both of those closed the year after we started dating. So we could never recreate our first date.
Aw, bummer.
I know. But it just shows how much change and how much new stuff is coming to Nashville. But as far as my favorite places that have been around, I would say Merchants downtown. I don't know if you've eaten at Merchants.
Oh, yes. I've had dessert there.
Yeah, it's so good. And it's got the first floor is casual, but then upstairs is a little bit fancier, nicer vibe. But that has been around for a really long time. So I would say Merchants is a staple. And I love Max Goldberg. He's one of the owners of it. So that's a good spot. And then some other places that have seemed like they've been around a while is Whiskey Kitchen. I know that area's gotten huge, but when the Gulch, even before the Gulch was really formed, Whiskey Kitchen had been around. So it was one of the first ones in that area. So that's a good one. And then I love
I'll have to check that one out. I have not been there.
Oh, you haven't been to Whiskey Kitchen?
Nope,
oh.
Not yet.
Check out their fish tacos. They are to die for.
Yum.
Yeah. I really love Fido as well in Hillsborough Village. It's a little coffee shop, breakfast place. And it's been around a long time.
I love the history of that building too. You know, how it used to be a pet shop, and that was so well established in Hillsborough Village. And now the name Fido pays homage to that, which I think is cool.
Yeah. And they've got all the dog themed things in there and the menu. And it's a good little date spot. It's also a good spot for like girlfriends to catch up over coffee.
And now they have that fun lips mural outside of Fido. So I think that's probably increasing their business over there too.
Exactly. Yeah. I love all the Nashville murals. That's definitely something we've never really had probably until the last 5-10 years. They've just blown up, it seems like.
I told my husband, I'm like, I feel like we should have a mural painted on the outside of our house. Like everywhere has a mural now.
Exactly. Love it all.
Well, in your business and interviews and hosting, you have interviewed some really high-profile celebrities like Dolly Parton and Garth Brooks. Share with us some of your favorite interviews and kind of the inside scoop on working with these celebrities.
Definitely. I think you just said it right there. Dolly Parton, she's got to be my all-time favorite. I feel like it's kind of cliche to say that because I think everyone would say it's Dolly is their favorite, you know, Dolly for president. She's amazing, amazing. But for me, Dolly was someone I had wanted to interview my whole career. And let's see, I had been at Channel 4 for 10 years and never had the chance to interview her. There are a few times when I almost did, but things just kind of never worked out. And so it wasn't until about two years ago or 3 years ago that I was able to interview Dolly finally. It was at a press conference for her movie Coat of Many Colors at Christmas time that came out. And I was so nervous when I interviewed her. Oh my gosh, I've never been that nervous to interview anyone. Just seeing her, I just was like, I can't believe this is Dolly. And she didn't disappoint. She's exactly as amazing as I thought she would be. She was just bubbly and fun and the only thing that surprised me was how tiny she is. She's like super teeny tiny.
She just radiates so much positivity, and she just seemed like she'd be a very friendly and very warm person. Did she come across that way?
Oh, absolutely. She actually I don't know if I initiated the hug or she did. I'm pretty sure she did. But before we even started the interview, she just gave me this big giant hug, and just, you know, she just makes you feel so at home. And like you said, she's so warm and bubbly. She is a joy. She really is. Some of the other people I've interviewed though, that I feel like have, you know, in our being in Nashville, we get to interview so many country music artists that I feel like it's easy to take for granted all the people we get to interview here. But looking back, some of the ones that kind of stood out was Taylor Swift. I interviewed her at her 2008 number one party for her song, Our Song. And that one kind of stood out because it was in the same venue where I had met my husband. And then at the time, Taylor was big. She had a number one, but she wasn't what she is now. She wasn't this world famous superstar. So at the time I was excited, but I had no idea what kind of career she was going to go on to have. And I remember her being incredibly sweet. And she also gave me a hug before the interview started. And I remember her telling me, she was like, "You look so cute." And I was just like, "Oh, she's the one that looks cute. She's just really gracious."
I love Taylor too. I've only met her once at her concert. This is back in Charlotte, North Carolina. She was on tour with Brad Paisley, so one of her very first tours. And she was doing meet and greets after the concert with everyone. And I remember her being super friendly. She complimented my dress, and we talked about both of our curly hairs. And I think sometimes she gets a bad rap, and I feel like I will always take up for T-Swift. Like, I will always have her back.
Absolutely. T-Swift all the way. She really is a sweetheart deep down.
Did you get to go to her show when she was here back in the fall, I believe?
No, I didn't get to go to that one, but I would have loved to have gone. Yeah.
I didn't get to go either. Next time.
Yeah, next time. There's so many concerts and shows all the time in Nashville. We're so blessed to have that. You know, it's hard to make it to all of them.
Oh, I know. And I feel like my, I don't know, the way that I like to hear music has changed since moving to Nashville. You know, beforehand, we would go to the bigger venues and hear the big or see the big shows and things. But now I love more the intimate singer-songwriter nights and all kind of like the cozy spots around Nashville. I think those are some of my favorite concerts now.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. My husband and I are big fans of the Listening Room. Not sure if you've been there. But it's amazing.
I have not been to there's too many places to go and not enough time. Yeah. But we will get there one day. Well, speaking of things to do, you mentioned earlier you're the new face behind Wanna Do Nashville. So what all is that page going to feature, and where can listeners find you there too?
Yeah, so Wanna Do is a website that's really about all you want to do in Nashville. And so it features all kinds of things like events or things to do, new restaurants and shops and just stuff happening in town. And so you can check that out at wannado.com. You can subscribe to our weekly newsletter. We send it out on Fridays to give you kind of a recap of what's happening on the weekend. And then you can follow us on Instagram at wannadonash or on Facebook at wannadonashville. So we're excited about that because there, like you said, and we've been talking all about, there's so much new stuff coming to Nashville and just so much going on. It's just another way to keep up with all the fun stuff and figure out what you want to do every weekend.
I know. Sometimes I'm like, oh, there's literally so many things to do. It kind of helps to see something, you know, that someone's posted about to be like, oh, well, that sounds really fun. Or, you know, I like to highlight the things I feel like I would do because literally you could go anywhere and find something cool that's happening.
Yeah, exactly. It's overwhelming how much stuff is happening around town. So between all, you know, people like you that I follow on Instagram and other people, it kind of helps narrow down what I would want to do and figure out our weekend plans.
Definitely. Well, you and your hubby have a cute little pup. What kind of dog do you have?
So she's and you've probably heard her barking in the background, but she's a 1.5-year-old Cavapoo. She's half Cavalier Spaniel and half miniature poodle. And her name is Callie. She's our baby.
so sweet. I didn't realize she was so young. She's just a puppy then.
She is, and she's all puppy energy too.
Now, I think you posted about this. There's a new place coming. What is it called? It's like something with dogs where you can take your, like a dog bar or something.
Oh, right. It's coming to Germantown, and that's going to be, I think, later this year. I think it's called Fetch Park. Yeah. Yep.
That sounds like that. She's like, here I am. Now,
I'm cute.
Do you have some dog parks that you guys go, or where's your favorite place to take your doggy?
Well, our go-to spot is Centennial Dog Park, and I don't know if a lot of people know this, but they have the main dog park for big dogs, but they've also got a small park kind of around the corner from the big one, and it's for dogs 25 pounds and smaller. So that's my go-to spot. She's only about 15 pounds, so we always go to the small one. But we like to take her everywhere with us. We go to Percy Warner a lot, and we'll take Callie. And just around our neighborhood and around town. And I think she's wanting to go on a walk right now.
She's like, hurry up. Let's get out of here. Yeah. Well, that is so fun. I feel like, you know, it's nice seeing some of the more dog-friendly places popping up because, you know, we have two dogs and our older one is kind of older. We don't really take her out as much just because she doesn't like to really, she's not as mobile as she used to be, but for our younger dog, we like to take her out. And I know Chiquita is having a dog event coming up soon, so you guys will have to check that out also.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I feel like Nashville, with it growing like it is, there are more and more dog-friendly spots and things happening around town, which is super exciting for us dog lovers, for sure.
Definitely. And the first time we got to talk in person was on your Morning Source Facebook Live show, which was filmed at the Williamson County Humane Society, which was fun for us to get to play with the doggies and the kitties that day.
Yes, it was so fun to have you out. That's one of my favorite places in Williamson County. The Williamson County Animal Center, they do all kinds of good stuff, and they just take really good care of the pets that they get in, and they find them all homes. So we love them.
And thank you, too, for promoting their snuggle. Was it called Cuddlegram for Valentine's Day? That was really cute.
Yeah, so basically that's like Valentine's Day deliveries with their puppies, and you get 15 minutes of cuddles. So I don't know who came up with it, but genius.
Super cute. So tell us a little bit more about your Morning Source Facebook Live, what listeners can find there and how they can access that.
Yeah. So I teamed up with some people in Williamson County for this website called Williamson Source. And basically they're kind of a go-to for everything happening in Williamson County. They've got your news, weather, sports, and then also just things to do and stuff happening around Williamson County. So they asked me to come on and host a Facebook Live show for them on the Williamson Source's Facebook page. And so we're out there on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and we just go around town and feature different places and interview folks in Williamson County and let people know some fun stuff happened out there. So that's more focused on Franklin, Brentwood, Nolensville, those areas out there, opposed to Nashville. But we still cover some Nashville because people out there do a lot of stuff here as well.
Right. It's all, we're all blended together.
That's right.
Well, thank you for having me on the show. It's been fun to connect that way and kind of share some things that I post about also. So I'll look forward to seeing you on there again soon.
Yeah, and we love sharing your stuff. So you come on Morning Source about once a month, and then we love sharing your stuff on WannaDo Nashville as well. So I just think you're a great resource for folks around town, whether it's Franklin or Nashville, on stuff to do, especially with families. But you post stuff about date nights and other stuff too. So we love all your
content. Thank you. Yeah, I definitely try to include, you know, for people who don't have kiddos or, you know, want to do something with their girlfriends or a significant other too, because as we've mentioned a lot today, there's so much to do. Now, I know we've kind of talked about some of your favorite places already, but I'm asking all my guests if they could only pick one place in Nashville, where would they go? Whether that be for a date night or a girl's day, where is your absolute number one Nashville spot?
Ooh, that's such a good question. Ooh, I guess if I
hard one.
Yeah, it is a hard one. If I had to narrow it down, Now, I would say I would want to go to dinner at Baja Burrito because it is like my jam. That's where all the locals go, I feel like. It's kind of a hidden locals gym. Have you ever heard of it, Baja Burrito?
I have not. See, you're bringing all these places that I have not been to today.
Yes. Start a list and check.
Yes.
So Baja Burrito is it's just a little Mexican joint, and it's off Thompson Lane, and it kind of looks like a hole in wall place from the outside, but they have the best burritos, the best tacos, and the best queso you'll find anywhere in Nashville. You can take my word for it. It's the best. So I would go to dinner at Baja, and then maybe head downtown to the Listening Room and listen to some live music. I love the Listening
Room. That sounds like a perfect night.
Yeah. They feature, kind of like you said earlier, they feature a lot of singer-songwriters. And they get some really big songwriters in there. So they have people who've written like the biggest songs on the radio, and they're the ones who wrote it. So then they share the story behind the song and you know, how they got the inspiration to write the song and what that was like. And then they perform it. So it's really special. I think it's even cooler than going to watch an artist play music written by other people.
Because you get the story behind the song, which makes it so much more meaningful. And I love kind of just like the raw performance from a songwriter. It's just kind of like not flashy, just more stripped down and just so beautiful.
Exactly. And the Listening Room has changed locations a couple times, and they're now, I believe, on 3rd Avenue, and they've got a really nice venue. It's really big. You can eat dinner there, and they get some amazing songwriters.
Well, I am adding that to my to-do list very soon. And Baja Burrito. Now I'm very hungry and want just the Mexican food. Well, Casey, thank you so much for sharing all your Nashville expertise and a glimpse at your work in the news field. Where can listeners find you on social media? I know you mentioned WannaDo, but where else should we send them your way?
Sure. Yeah. I'm on Instagram at Casey Haggerty TV. And my name is spelled kind of funny. It's KACYHAGERTY TV. So Casey Haggerty TV. And I'm also on Facebook. So you can find me under the same name there. And around town too, because we're just always out and about with WannaDo. So maybe I'll see you guys awesome. Around town.
Well, thank you so much, Casey, and we'll enjoy following you and hearing more and seeing more from you here in Nashville.
Thank you, Dawn. Thanks for having me on.
See you soon.
All right. See ya.
Bye.